Bitcoin and Ethereum ETFs pull in $591 million. While the market sits in fear, U.S. spot crypto ETFs absorbed $591 million in net inflows on April 6, according to SoSo Value data reported by Wu Blockchain. Bitcoin ETFs accounted for $471 million, and Ethereum ETFs added $120 million, with none of the 10 ETH funds recording a single dollar of net outflows. That last detail matters. As of April 7, 2026, the Crypto Fear and Greed Index reads 35, squarely in fear. BTC trades at 68,816.23, 0.5% over 24 hours, ETH at 2,106, 0.9%, and SOL at 79.75, 2.5%. Brent crude has pushed past $110 per barrel. The mood is defensive. The ETF flows are not. 10 days from record outflows to unanimous inflows. Context makes this number louder than it looks on paper. On March 28th, we covered Ethereum ETFs hitting their longest outflow streak of 2026, 8 consecutive trading days of net redemptions, draining over $400 million from the 10 U.S. spot ETH funds. BlackRock's ETHEA alone shed $140 million in a single session during that run. Now, roughly 10 days later, all 10 ETH ETFs posted positive flows on the same day. Not 9 out of 10 with one flat. All 10. The reversal from unanimous selling to unanimous buying is the kind of behavioral shift that rarely happens gradually. The $120 million ETH number is not a record by any stretch. But the zero outflow unanimity is. Since Ethereum spot ETFs launched in mid-2024, having all 10 products attract capital on the same day has been uncommon even during bullish stretches. BTC ETFs. $471 million is quiet consistency, Bitcoin spot. ETFs adding $471 million barely registers as a headline at this point. The products have settled into a rhythm where single-day inflows of $200-$500 million are routine. The more interesting signal is that this flow arrived on a Sunday, ET, when institutional desks are typically lighter and retail-driven flows dominate. The $471 million also arrived against a backdrop that should, in theory, suppress risk appetite. Oil prices have surged to $115.50 per barrel, up 110% from December 2025 lows. The Trump administration has set a Tuesday night deadline for Iran nuclear talks, with threats of military escalation if diplomacy fails. Equities are jittery, and yet, nearly half a billion into BTC ETFs in a day. The pattern resembles what played out in late 2025 when ETF inflows persisted through a period of elevated VIX readings. Institutional allocators with quarterly rebalancing mandates tend to treat crypto as a distinct allocation bucket, not a risk-on-risk-off toggle correlated to equities. The $471 million may reflect April rebalancing rather than a directional bet on prices. The sentiment divergence. The fear and greed reading of 35 sits 10 points above the cycle low of 24 hit in late March, but still well below neutral, 50. Retail participation in spot exchanges has been declining since February. Spot CEX volume sank to $986 billion in March, the lowest in 2 years. ETF buyers and spot exchange traders are, for now, moving in opposite directions. Institutional capital is flowing in through regulated wrappers, while retail is pulling back from direct exchange trading. This kind of divergence does not resolve quickly. Either retail follows the institutional signal and re-enters, or institutional flows slow to match the cautious retail posture. ETH's position is particularly fragile. At $2,106, it sits only 5% above the $2,000 level it nearly lost during the March outflow streak. The unanimous ETF inflows provide a floor of sorts, but $120 million spread across 10 funds is not enough to absorb sustained selling pressure if macro conditions deteriorate further. Oil at $115 and the inflation shadow, the elephant in the room is energy. Brent crude above $110 feeds directly into inflation expectations, which feeds into rate expectations, which feeds into risk asset pricing. If oil stays elevated through Q2, the Federal Reserve's path to rate cuts narrows further, and the lower rates benefit crypto thesis that has underpinned much of the 2025-2026 rally gets pushed back. ETF issuers have been marketing Bitcoin as a portfolio diversifier uncorrelated to equities. That narrative gets tested in an oil shock scenario. Bitcoin's seven-day return of +1.58%, while crude surged and equities wobbled, is a small data point in favor. But 1 week is not a thesis. For crypto cardholders, the practical question is simpler. If you hold ETH ecosystem positions through products like Ether, DeFi, or MetaMask, the ETF flow reversal is a constructive signal. Institutional backing tends to reduce downside volatility even when it does not drive prices higher. The fear gauge says sell. The money says otherwise.